GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another stowaway has been detected during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says a Delta flight was taxiing for takeoff from Seattle when the crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board and returned to the gate.
Airport officials say the stowaway exited the plane. Police located and arrested the unticketed passenger in a terminal restroom. The TSA saying the passenger was screened at a security checkpoint but bypassed the ID verification, then made it onto the plane without showing a boarding pass.
A U.S. official tells ABC that early indications show the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. Health officials warning cat owners not to give their pets raw food because of bird flu risks. An Oregon cat died of bird flu that was later traced to frozen cat food that contained raw turkey. This is ABC News. NASA's Parker Solar Probe is in good health and operating normally. The device transmitting that message back to Earth Thursday night following the probe's closest approach to the sun ever on December 24th. The craft expected to send back detailed data on its status New Year's Day. As many people prepare to pop champagne corks on New Year's Eve, there's word that sparkling wine's classic taste might be changing with climate change as a factor. ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z explains.
The Champagne region, where these bottles are made, is in the northern part of France. Since it's near the ocean, they have mild temperatures and steady rain, perfect conditions for making crisp grapes for champagne. But as temperatures rise and weather becomes more volatile, France's champagne houses are facing unprecedented challenges. And that shift in acidity and sugar can make champagne taste sweeter than it did in decades past.
Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is soaring past $1 billion. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.fm.
Packers head to Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's a division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt Loeffler said that Jaire Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In typecasting news, actor Jared Leto will play the role of Skeletor in the new live-action film Masters of the Universe. Leto is embracing the villain role as the skeleton who is a skull-faced archenemy of He-Man. The Oscar-winning actor and star of Dallas Buyers Club has agreed to join the project alongside director Travis Knight. Cast members already in place include Alison Brie and Idris Elba. Leto embraces playing outlandish characters. MGM Amazon is the studio behind the film, which opens June 5th, 2026. There are those who don't think COVID was real. 1923 actress Danielle Vasanova is not one of them. Vasanova starred in 1923, the Yellowstone prequel, and she was one of the first people to suffer from COVID-19 long before it became widespread. The actress said she was diagnosed with strep throat, but shortly after, her organs shut down, and she died for 3 minutes. Vasanova will star opposite Michelle Pfeiffer in a new Yellowstone spinoff called Madison. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be cloudy and drizzly and foggy for a good chunk of the day with a little more rain by later this afternoon. High today, 43. Tonight, foggy with rain. Could get a quarter inch or more, down to 38. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy all day. High of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The next new Wisco weekend is a look back at the best of 2024. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Join us as we revisit some of our favorite stories, features, and music from the past year.
Saturday morning at 8. Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. Once again, hello to all of our new friends in Appleton who can now listen to us live. They can hear Mark Hewson talk about the wonderful things that his mother does for Jim.
Oh, man. And this is awesome. So Mark Hewson, as you listeners know, is our guy at Bellin who does so much for youth sports and for the whole community when it comes to health and wellness. And his wife, is it Rose?
No, my mom.
Oh, your mom, I mean. Is it Rose?
Yeah. Yep, Rose.
Okay, because she signed this.
What is it, Charlie? Rose Carlene.
Rose Carlene.
Nice.
Good German name. She listens to our show and she kind of knew I like linens. Even though I made my money in the paper industry, I love linens. Yeah. And did she really embroider all these, do you know?
I don't know. I'd have to check. She just gave me the box and said, here.
It's a heavy box.
For Mr. Jim, please take these linens
in.
I have to come in and actually take a look at them.
Oh, they're nice. They're very nice.
And I think
but did she embroider them herself?
Well, I don't know. Now that
it's your mother
be.
And you don't know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, but so Charlie knows. We just had the holidays.
Your son, Charlie.
And my son, Charlie, is here. And someone spilled a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And Charlie and Grandma had to replace all the linens, everything, right?
Really?
Everything had to get replaced on the table, and they had to redo everything so we could have dessert.
Those are pretty sharp, Jim.
I mean, they are. Yeah. These are very, very nice. Yeah.
And I got to congratulate you guys also on, we left Kimberly this morning. 96.5
nice.
Is coming very clear.
Isn't very it? Cool.
That makes a difference.
Yep. Hello to all of our friends in Kimberly.
Because right. even though you had Oshkosh and Green Bay before, where we were in Kimberly, it was always sometimes dependent on the day.
Yep.
So now, got on the truck this morning.
Outstanding.
Not a problem.
Nice. All right. By the way, you see where Coach Young's son is going to Wisconsin?
I did see
it's
that.
One of the most amazing things. A head coach at Nina, okay? Mm-hmm. Has 4 sons. 2 are All-Americans in college. Maybe the 3rd was academic All-American or something. And now this one's going to Wisconsin to play.
And,
Isn't that amazing?
And
4 sons.
John, where was he at? Mankato?
One is at Mankato.
No,
was at Duluth. But he's transferred.
Yeah, correct.
Right. Yep. But then another one, I think, went to Bethel and one to St. Norbert. Yep. But North Dakota State, All-American at North. Yep. I mean, it's incredible with these. All these kids, and they're all like the same size. They're all about 6'2 or 6'3. I'll play defensive back. Yep. And it's like incredible what he's produced with those 4 kids.
Yep. It was, boy, it's awesome to, you know, again, Northeast Wisconsin, there's a lot of great talent that comes out of this area.
Oh, no question.
And it's not just for athletics. It comes out for theater. It comes out for manufacturing. There are so many great stories in our area.
Kudos to the parents, though. I mean, that's a commitment. And boy, think of that grocery bill for cereal and stuff. Like, all right, you got a special guest in house today. Let's see who's here.
You want to come up here? Yeah, Charlie's going to be shy. Oh. I just woke him. I woke him up this morning at 6 o'clock.
But, okay, your dad talks about you all the time, and we're like, "Well, get him on the show." Well, so he brings you in. Now you don't want to talk.
We did listen, and he's a big. He loves musicals. What musical did we go to last year with Mom? Yeah, he won't say it. We did go to Annie up here.
All right, and Annie's great. Yep. So Charlie, as Johnny knows, my kids are big into theater, and I was. Back in the day, the mayor of Green Bay, and never missed a city council meeting, ever. I just would work my schedule around it. The only one I missed was when my daughter was Annie and Annie, the opening night.
No kidding.
You don't want to miss opening night.
That's awesome.
That's a big deal. Closing night's cool, but opening night's the night. So anyway, yes, that's one of my favorites. I've seen that like a million times. Are you in theater?
Nope.
Okay.
He dabbled a little bit, but.
That's a fun thing to do. And it's, popular kids. Theater can be so much fun. Some people like sports. I like more the theater route.
So Charlie's got one thing that I will. Well, I think I lasted. I told him maybe one day, and that is called piano. And
really,
Charlie plays the piano now, and he's just about a year in. And his dad has no musical talent.
Yeah,
his aunt, who we just saw, plays the piano quite a bit. But he does. He gets nothing from me from the piano.
Well. Except the encouragement to continue to play.
I tell him all the time, we love sitting, he plays it by ear a lot of times. Wow. I love sitting in the family room and the piano's in the back bedroom and he just will play away.
That is awesome. You keep that talent. And when kids say, oh, come on, that's not cool. You say, yeah, it's cool. Because when you get really good, it's very cool. Yep. And man, you'll be the life of the party. You know, people be sitting around, there's a piano there and you sit down and start playing and a little bit of a chick magnet, too, so I don't want to.
Okay, Jim, if you say so.
I'm telling you, I wish I would have quit the piano because I love that. It's a great instrument.
I did tell Charlie.
You know, I know the only people that say playing the piano is a chick magnet? Guys who play the piano.
Let your Billy Joel.
You be Blake. So, yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah. No, and I said keep up the musical. So
absolutely, but. And there's a lot of cool things to do in school, but music, the arts, we're big supporters of that. So that's great, Charlie. I love hearing that. All right.
Hey, real quick, I did want to talk because we've had some people ask me about this, and they said it'd be a good topic, but it's not a Green Bay Packer player, but wide receiver from the Houston Texans 2 weeks ago. Big story on a Sunday, transported, goes to the hospital, and the next morning the story is, dislocated kneecap.
Yeah.
And I even sent it to some of my buddies going, I think they've got this wrong. And so I wanted to clarify, if you likely only dislocate your kneecap. So your kneecap is the round bone around your knee. It's your patella. If you just dislocate that, all you need to do is extend your leg, and it usually relaxes, and it'll pop right back into place. Not a big deal. Now,
I'd be so passed out.
Some people, if we're an athletic trainer on the field and it happens, we just kind of sometimes help it put into place. And people are like, oh, that feels so much better. And they do. Now, likely what happened with this gentleman, and I heard some other stories, was he tore his ACL, his MCL, his LCL. The biggest thing, and then sometimes people dislocate their patella, but a lot of times they sometimes hurt an artery. Which is, it's a life saving. You have to get that person to the hospital. They can't. It'll bleed. They can't feel things. There was a Bears tight end, I think, that had this.
Didn't that kind of happen to Bo Jackson in his hip? Same type of thing where it hit an artery where this was almost life threatening.
Bo Jackson had avascular necrosis, which is. It's like a bruise of your bone.
Okay.
And then it dies.
Oh, that's what it's okay.
Yeah. So his is
there's
a little
no
different.
Blood circulation.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. So it's the bone is dying, but you don't know it.
Right.
And it just keeps on dying and dying and dying. That's what really ended his career. It would have been fascinating to see what he would have done both in baseball and football.
If he had never gotten that. I mean, he still played baseball
exactly.
after that.
Exactly. He still played.
But he was not the same at all. Lynn Dickey told me he couldn't think of anything more painful than when he dislocated his hip during a game.
Yeah. And that you just don't hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you hear, it doesn't matter, high school, football. I mean, it can happen. Don't get me wrong. It is so, it's just very odd to hear that happening.
Yeah.
And you don't put that back into place.
Well, I think part of that was a Houston Astrodome. That was the worst turf. It was literally like going out on Washington Street right here, putting a carpet down and playing on it.
Well, and I mean, nowadays, I think aren't they talking that the Detroit Lions turf is not as hard, but I believe it's a type of turf. And I think the Vikings had the same turf and they replaced theirs last year that it's causing a lot of these injuries.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that about the Lions.
I think they're saying that it's a type of turf, and some of these have been installed the last 5 years, but it's that type of turf that they're saying, we're going to try to phase out.
Well, you know, the thing is, okay, so I remember when I even did kind of like a science project on this, believe it or not.
Okay.
When I was in like the 7th or 8th grade, and that's when AstroTurf was first coming out. And the theory was, and I actually took a cleat, got it from the football coach, you know, the old cleats used to have like this long with the metal tips.
Yeah.
Okay. And showed how those stick in the ground, and then you get hit with your knee. Well, it doesn't go with it because it's stuck in the ground, and that's how it blows out your knee, okay? Yep. And then the theory with AstroTurf was that you weren't going to have the long cleats anymore. It was almost like glorified tennis shoes because you wouldn't be dug down then. You wouldn't be into the ground, so if you got hit on the knee, it would just kind of slide.
Yep.
And the theory sounds good, but trying to get the turf perfect so things don't still happen – and they think the turf causes many or more injuries than natural grass back in the day, right?
Yeah, cool. You're saying everything right. And the other thing, I think that old AstroTurf, it was rolled. It wasn't ever like sealed down.
They just roll it out.
They just roll it out. Yeah. So sometimes
there were seams.
Seams, correct. They'd hit those seams, and it would just catch you.
Yeah.
You know, and that was real serious. I mean, people would, blow out knees, hips,
and you
shoulders.
Think how many potential concussions do you think were caused when a wide receiver gets slammed down, his head bounces off of that thing?
Concrete.
And literally, I'm not even joking about the trainer be, how many fingers do I have up?
And John.
Well, it's pretty close. Going back.
John, yeah. And John, now, under a lot of these turf surfaces, they put a concussion pad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can, you know, someone made money on it. You can buy into it, and they put a thicker pad that gives you more cushion.
Wow.
But the question is then, what's too much cushion?
A couple of years ago, I remember when Odell Beckham tore up his knee in the Super Bowl. And some other guys got hurt, and they all blamed that turf.
Yep.
And that was in the Super Bowl.
And I think I remember that, you know, because I can't think of the one gentleman's name. He's a well-known field manager and comes out and inspects all these fields to the NFL standards, you know, and because a lot of them have, you know, They you know, you got messages and you got people's businesses and everything out there, and then you have to deal with rain. Remember the one year was it
absolutely
the Colts and the Bears, I think.
And the logo got so slick and everything like that that they couldn't even run on that. Yeah.
So it's I mean,
it's still not a perfect science.
Nope. It's, you know, and there is think about the science from 40 years ago to 20 years ago, 10. I mean, it's gotten better, but it's not perfect. Sometimes it's not even close because you still deal with Mother Nature.
That game has so many advancements in other ways that, okay, we're trying to protect these players better, but now they're 6'5", 270, and run the same speed as wide receivers used to run.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
It's scary to think.
It's scary to think.
The size and the speed.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Charlie, what's his play?
He's loving it.
Is it Orphan Annie?
It's just called Annie.
Annie.
Yeah.
She was an orphan.
John was not at that musical.
I missed that one.
This is a great musical.
We got to set a quick break. Mark Houston here, Bell and Sports Medicine, back after this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Take a break or get yourself going. The right cup of tea can get your day flowing.
Nothing warms you up on a cold day like a delicious cup of luxury tea from the Elegant Elephant Tea Company. visit ElegantElephantTea.com and use discount code WGBW for a 10% discount and free shipping for orders over $50.
Visit ElegantElephantTea.com.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit LakelandCareInc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
On my shoes! And I mean... start...
Is this Torque Dynamic 2?
It's hard
to fight for... That's
it? Yeah, there's...
John at least recognized it.
Well, I remember the... Was this on TV with...
They're on the beds.
Carol Burnett played the mean lady?
In the movie version, yes.
Oh, that's the movie. Yep. Okay, yeah. I probably took my daughters to that thing at one time.
And this, what you're listening to is from the movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That is a great, great musical.
Carol Burnett was great.
And yes. Danny Warbucks.
I was thinking, I didn't want to say anything. One. You asked me what I'm doing this weekend? I'm going to be honest with you.
You're going to watch Annie?
No.
What are you going to do?
I'm writing Mino and the Mayor, the musical.
Oh, gosh.
I am.
There's other stuff to do, Jim.
I'm ready.
Can there be a song called Linens?
Yes.
Lovely Linens?
Guys, come on.
Mark Houston's going to play you.
No, we're
going to... I want a song called...
I love my dog.
If we're going to do that, I want Rose Houston to get a speaking part. Because
I can play
the greatest Linens. So
you know who we got to get to play Daddy Warbucks was our big guy from Midwest Restoration.
Yeah.
Coin.
Yeah. Daddy Warbucks, though, could... Yeah, we've had a few Daddy Warbucks in here. The radio guy. Bald, big guy.
Bald, big guy.
You keep pointing at Charlie. I don't think it's Charlie.
No.
Why do you keep pointing at him?
You know the guy, he was a car dealer and then he came back to radio? You know,
Otis. He's too nice to be Daddy Warbucks.
Well, Daddy Warbucks, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, good Republican.
Hello, Mark.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing? Okay, I'll just...
That could be a good...
He was.
That could be a good musical, just, though.
There...
A lot of dead space.
When
we hear Nikki.
Right. Nikki, come here.
Who's going to play Nikki? Who would play? Because I know who I want to play me.
Who?
Joe Pesci.
I can see that.
I want Joe Pesci to play me.
Who would play the mayor?
We got to work on that one.
The Eddie Munster guy.
Yeah, is he still around? Yeah, he was in Green Bay for the car show.
Right.
That's right.
That was his name.
Okay. Boy,
you guys are really giving John some teeth to this right now.
Oh, yeah. Help us out, people. Who would play the mayor?
Yeah.
We got to work on this. Then we're going to get a big name to play Dennis from Dennis's Things. Okay.
Somebody from actually a hair band from the 80s.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Sammy Hager.
Mm.
David Lee Roth.
Okay.
7:24. Who's
got a text here? Phantom of the Opera was the longest running musical in Broadway history.
Yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nancy.
Saying it wasn't.
We talked about it on the way up, saying, you know,
That, did you like that, Charlie? You did Phantom of the Opera? Yeah, but that, you know, okay, good. That, not a cliffhanger, though. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes the stories, like Cats, again, kind of long, but, you know, great music. Whereas you get something that's, I don't know, Man of La Mancha or something, Yul Brynner, you know, those, there's more of a storyline to it.
Jim just, though, talked about it of, you know what, just, I think,
I saw Yul Brynner a couple times.
The musical is time. They're so long.
Well, oh, no, yeah.
That, I think trying to get kids into musicals, a true musical.
Is tough.
That's tough. Like to sit there. So we just talked about this. I can't remember. What was Aunt Nicole, my mom just talked about it, saying my mom took my sister probably at age 4 to something, and she ran up and down the aisle like half the time.
Sounds like church on Sunday for me.
But there's some that are good, like West Side Story. Has your school done that one? I mean, those are just great stories that keep going. We've got a lot of dance, a lot of theater.
Jim, you probably just talked about that. That's probably the best way to do it. Go to a high school musical, your kids, because they're going to probably be within reason. But if you go to Broadway and stuff like that, they can be long.
You need to get into theater. Did you Hairspray? Did you see that?
No.
Okay. All right. There's a lot of good. Phantom of the Opera kind of like is, I don't want to say anything. I'm getting all this heat on that. What I'm saying is that is like a, not an old person, but there's so many high energy Rent. You know, like there's just some great musicals, younger talent that's just high energy, that it's a story and you really wait for it. It goes so, you look at your watch, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I've been here that long.
We've just named off 10 musicals and I don't know if John recognized any of them.
I'm sitting so far back in this conversation.
Right, I'm done.
You can't
I'm leaving. I'm going to get to the airport.
You might as well talk,
but Mark.
How to cook Thai food.
We're not going to see you till after the new year.
Yeah.
Big resolutions for Bellin or for the Houston family?
I think resolutions is probably just, you know, I tell you. We talked about family, the family time we had this week, and we still have my wife's family this weekend. Just, I think that's what everyone just needs to do, is take some time and
absolutely
enjoy it. And we focus so much on doing so much, and sometimes we just need to take the step back and enjoy the time that we have.
Agreed.
With each other. It was nice that we didn't have to, we went home with my mom for 3 days, and she was probably ready to kick us out. But my sister's still home, and we got to see her, and it's nice. Charlie's home for another week.
I was talking to the folks at the Heights a couple of weeks ago. I think, is Ashley coming in today?
I believe so.
I mean, that's one of their big things, is post-Christmas, post-holidays.
Oh, I bet.
How many people have their things afterwards now? And I think that's a great idea.
I said, why not, when you would go from Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Every weekend, shopping. It's just, it's so busy where, like you said, go post-Christmas.
Yeah.
You can relax. Just kick back. It's
awesome.
Enjoy. Yeah, I totally agree. Because it always used to be, you know, your office party would be like the week before Christmas, whatever. And, you know, it seems like you always got things going on that weekend, but you got to go. And, you know, you got to get drunk and talk to the boss. Help end your career.
Is that every day?
Or yeah, pretty much.
Just the party.
Yeah, pretty much. Ending. No, but anyway, but you know, one thing Mark talked about this time of year, and we talk about high school sports, talk about pro sports and the whole thing. And, you know, some of these kids, especially high school kids, okay? And college guys. I don't know if it's like that anymore. I don't know if they do the thing. But, you know, you'd have finals coming up. You got your last games. You're involved. There is a lot more pressure on kids than we realize. The mental, physical, the whole thing that all comes together. You know, something, I don't know if people realize how tough it is. And I know you guys deal with that. The mental aspect sometimes of sports for these younger athletes can be tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's the pressure. I think you said it's mental health, but it's how do you take care of yourself because of the pressures that you're going to put on yourself, your parents are going to put on you, your school, your friends.
Yep.
Just that engagement. And it's day to day. It's
exactly.
It's not just one big game. It's every game. It's practices. It's like, what am I doing at school? What about boyfriend, girlfriends? It's tough nowadays.
It really is. And social media can be rough. Right.
Yeah. That's a whole other thing probably in the last 4 or 5 years. Social media has gotten tough.
But we focus so much on physical health, but we have to focus on mental health as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get
it's
at.
It's going to be just okay to talk to your doctors as to talk to your counselor.
Yep.
Like, that's what I did today.
We get started. Quick break. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine in the house with us. Football Friday, of course, coming up. Dennis from the Glam Band and Lily Collins back after this.
Phone call in
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Stray voltage on the farm could be disrupting your animal's routine and your bottom line through no fault of your own. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Brianna Handel has firsthand experience with stray voltage at her farm, B. Kurt Dairy in Barneveld. We'll talk about it next.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Brianna Handel realized there was a problem with stray voltage on her farm as soon as her cows started acting out of the ordinary this time last year. She tells us about the experience.
Basically, they told us this whole time that it was our fault. We were the problem. There was no way that the voltage would be affecting our cows. They continuously told me, like, until cows can talk, we have to believe in the science. And I'm like, the cows are telling us, you know, that they don't talk. But if you're watching them, you can see that they are being affected by this. They're dropping in milk. They're losing calves. They're not breeding back. You know, we're having all these things happening. But finally, we got isolated in March. And I wouldn't say the problem is 100% fixed. There's still lingering stray voltage.
She says since December of 2023, the farm has lost tens of thousands of dollars between lower milk production, cow sickness, aborted calves, and consultation costs. And she wants to see updated research on stray voltage's impact on cows. You can find the full conversation by searching stray voltage at MidwestFarmReport.com.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Opportunities to sponsor or exhibit this event are still available. Visit dairystrong.org for more information.
This week in Wisconsin agriculture, a commercial poultry flock in Burnett County has identified a case of the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or H5N1. This is the third poultry case this month. So far, no dairy cattle have been affected in Wisconsin. In other news, Wisconsin has a new representative on the American Soybean Association's executive committee. Tanner Johnson of Barron County was elected to serve. Passing a farm bill is one of the top priorities for them in the new year. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be cloudy and drizzly and foggy for a good chunk of the day with a little more rain by later this afternoon. High today, 43. Tonight, foggy with rain. Could get a quarter inch or more, down to 38. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy all day. High of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, the Law Review, will join me to discuss if the president-elect should be disqualified under the 14th Amendment's Insurrection Clause. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Manitowoc police arrested a 47-year-old Manitowoc man for allegedly possessing child pornography and are now asking for any potential victims to come forward. According to a press release, Manitowoc police received a tip that a suspect had uploaded an image of child pornography to an internet search engine attempting to search for similar images. Following a search warrant, police arrested Stephen Wester. They say Wester was involved in youth sports in the area and are asking anyone with information to call the Manitowoc Police Department. No further details were released. A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources rule banning the carrying of firearms while fishing has been temporarily lifted. Last week, the Republican-controlled Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules announced the change and reiterated their intent to make that change permanent in the future. The rule was the subject of a lawsuit against the DNR by a conservative legal group, and the agency agreed to repeal the rule as part of a settlement agreement. The DNR is still reminding anglers that it's illegal to shoot fish, even with the rule change. AAA is using GPS to keep roadside technicians a little safer in Wisconsin. Spokesperson Brianna Knapp says AAA is integrating its roadside assistance calls with a pair of GPS providers. Drivers who use Waze or Google Maps for navigation will receive an alert when they approach a AAA member or technician on the roadside. Knapp says nationally, every other week, a roadside technician dies on the road as a first responder. Knapp says users will have the feature automatically integrated and no registration is required. Knapp says AAA hopes the new feature will reduce unnecessary roadside deaths in Wisconsin. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. The Mayor had to step out and take care of some transportation things for his family. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh, and the brand new 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton. 40 degrees in Green Bay, 39 Appleton, 39 Oshkosh. Got Nikki filling in for the mayor.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Say hello to Mark.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Nikki.
I was just talking
Charlie
about
making
how,
his radio debut today.
I just had to tell Very how good special. Those little things are that you made. Those pretzels, how do you make those?
Right, so you are super impressed with a very basic
I'm easily impressed.
Chocolate covered
Well, it's white
pretzel.
Chocolate, though.
Well, right.
So you take a little round pretzel.
So you have to buy the circle pretzel rings.
Right, and then you put the white chocolate.
You put the hugs.
Is that the white chocolate?
The Hershey
It's a Hershey
kisses.
Kiss.
It's a,
oh!
But it's a hug, because the hugs
and
are the white
melts.
Chocolate.
Ah!
So they, that's why they have the fancy stripes.
John, I'm just letting you know, then you have to put the M&M on there.
Yeah, I that's see that. Not,
that's well, those not are still. My weight loss pills. If you turn the M upside down, it's Weight Watchers.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like the tangy. I like the salty and the sweet at
yes.
the same time.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good stuff.
Yeah. yeah.
Good stuff. Good
so
stuff.
So you were apparently very impressed that I could do anything remotely domestic. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. You don't seem the type that would make homemade cookies.
Oh, my.
Oh,
I'm just being,
wow.
You don't,
no.
well. No,
see,
and I don't
no,
mean that in a
no,
bad way.
But here's the deal. I'm not going to fall for your lasagna, pan of lasagna trick. Huh.
Who was I talking to about that, about how much weight they lost when they were going through a divorce?
Divorce diet is remarkable.
And I told, well, how much weight I put on.
Because you're a scam. So you're just trying
it
to...
It wasn't a scam.
It wasn't a scam. But that's what you're trying to do, is bait me into, oh, Johnny doesn't think I can make cookies, and I will make every cookie known
I'll
to man.
I'll prove it to you.
Yes.
Give me the famous words that I used to get all the time. Do you like lasagna? I make the best lasagna.
I have the best recipe.
The best recipe. Mark, what? Okay. We talk about our weight loss goals.
Yep.
I
We're
am
talking
down,
to an Italian, a Sicilian, nonetheless.
Yes.
I'm down 14 pounds from January 1st of last year. That's a good amount to lose in a year, don't you think?
It is.
I mean,
it is. I mean,
when you break it down, it's only like a pound a month.
Yeah, but how do you fault anyone on it? I mean,
yeah.
it's just that. I mean, and that's what we go through in America, is we have these January 1st, what's your goal? And everyone's, you'll focus for the first week or two. Can you sustain it, though?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's where sometimes you just change your diet, you probably could lose in a month. I bet you some people easily could lose 10 pounds.
Really?
Well, like diet legit. And move more.
And,
eat less, move more.
I agree. But then if you don't keep it up, right, and then you return, and then you don't stay as active.
There needs to be a
Why is it so hard? You have to eat so little and move so much to lose like a couple of pounds, but one bad weekend and you gain 4 pounds. Am I the only one that can happen?
No,
to?
Gosh.
No, okay. But I think I've been a big believer of, if you change your diet, if you really assess your diet, you can cut quite a bit of different products you should not be eating.
Okay, but you know what? We had those ladies on yesterday,
yep,
from that nutritional thing. I mean, really high-class. Yep. They're big into this. And things have changed so much. Like she said, it used to be meat's bad for you. And she's like, meat's good for you. Butter's bad for you. Butter's good for you. Eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you. Where are we right now? Things have really changed. Because I was growing up with the whole thing, red meat will kill you, eggs will kill you, butter will kill you.
Yeah, I think it's also get on the cycle. You know, I mean, that there's, I mean, it's, they used to say chicken's not really good for you, you know, and chicken's not bad for you.
How are you preparing it? How is it? Yes.
Yeah. And portion control.
Right.
You know, if you have,
I don't have that.
I mean, like, great example.
I just don't have that.
Everyone will say,
thank you, Todd. I know.
Everyone will say, you know, like, you know, you don't want to have, go to a fast food place and have a crispy chicken sandwich. I'm going to have grilled. Yeah, but if you had 3 grilled sandwiches,
right?
That's not portion control,
right?
You know, they'll say your palm is, that's what your portion should be. So if you have one
can
of those,
I choose the palm. Yeah. I would like
who's
the palm? Correct. Yeah.
It's tough, and you know, it's one of those. Don't go. What is it? Next Tuesday night, Wednesday night, whatever. New Year's Eve. It's tough now. It's holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol, eating,
mm-hmm,
and then you're going to snack. Maybe start that next Monday, you know, and say, okay, I'm going to start walking. I'm going to start eating healthy and pick a few things.
I will say this. When I was walking,
mm-hmm,
in the summer,
yes,
that helped me lose weight more than anything I've ever done in my lifetime just walking.
Another thing I think.
And you weren't doing it.
No, I wasn't
strenuously.
Crazy. No,
it just wasn't competitive. It wasn't high
do
impact.
Do it until it wasn't enjoyable and I'd turn around and walk home.
It was at your own pace.
Yeah.
But it was the
my blood pressure dropped like you can't believe. And I grew
that's
up in the
funny
era of.
Mine has escalated since.
Really? I got to put you on my diet. But anyway,
John Mino diet.
No.
I remember the first time. This is the honest to God truth. The first time I ever attempted jogging in my lifetime. In my lifetime.
Jogging.
Okay, jogging, soft J.
Soft J.
And it's like I went fast as I could for like 100 yards. And then, because that's what I grew up, that's what
right,
we all grew up with. Yep. If you're going to work out in any way, if you're not literally bringing pain upon yourself,
right,
you're wasting your time.
Yes. If you're not working out until you vomit.
Exactly.
It isn't worth a darn. So then it's focusing on the progress, not the perfection,
right,
of what you're doing. It's those small choices, right, mm-hmm, that add up, that stack together over time.
Well, another thing, when we had Coach Kathy in here, who's lost 235 pounds.
Impressive.
With a prosthetic leg. Yeah. And she walks like 10 miles 3 times a week or something,
right,
like it. So it's like, oh, I have zero excuses now.
The other thing, though, that I think we have to remember, drinking water.
Yes.
Like, so simple.
Yeah.
It's free. This isn't about buying bottled water and stuff. It's free. Drink water. Hydrate.
I just drink tap water. I'll be honest with you.
But okay.
I got to put Tang in it
and
or
that's
something.
What you, and
I
again,
hate the taste of water.
Sugar-free,
that's not a problem.
Anything.
But you don't need to go off and buy bottled water and it's got this
electrolyte
type in
this,
it. You don't. But you have to hydrate yourself and you're going to feel so much better after those exercises.
Although I will say this, you brought me a bottle of something when I was really sick for like 2 days, mm-hmm, and that revived me. That was some kind of extra duty electrolyte. It was blue. I forget which type you brought.
Right. I think, so isn't that they're... called magic juice? Wasn't that what it was?
Yes, Mino's magic juice.
Yikes, let's not market that product. Okay. Thank you.
There was nothing in there, but Nikki told them, hey, this will make you feel better.
Maybe it did, because it did. Psychosomatically, it's like...
But no, I think, again, to touch on Mark's point of dehydration, and that's what I got myself into a little bit of trouble at the beginning of the week, was I was so dehydrated. So undernourished.
But it's
and
amazing
dehydrated.
How much weight you can lose from being dehydrated. I was down to 209 pounds.
But your body is in survival mode. At the crux of all of it, right? Where our body is storing that because...
But you realize how much water you got inside of you. That the weight is from the water, a lot of it.
That's exact. You know, I mean, so it's just... It's a matter of just replenishing it. Now, you did talk about electrolytes.
Yeah.
If you were sick... And you had electrolytes, it probably did perk you up a little bit.
Yes.
The big thing
we've
always...
sodium imbalance. Correct.
You know, potassium, like sodium, anything. But now the big thing with that, like everyone, athletes talk about Gatorade, and I'm not just plugging, this could be Powerade, whatever. Your stomach can only take in those and use it so much per hour.
Sure.
So it's a challenge of, you know, how much you're drinking. If you drink a quart of Gatorade, it's not going to just be in 15 minutes gone.
People are like, okay, we got John Miller from NBC 26 coming on, sports director, okay?
Yep.
He carries a gallon jug of water with him everywhere he goes. And we had some lady in here fairly recently that was doing the same thing. Remember, Todd, she had this huge thing, and she says she carries it with her and drinks water almost all day. Deanne here says it also flushes out fat.
Right.
I know the one thing it does, if nothing else, it fills you up. Psychologically, like if you have that before a meal, they said it's amazing how much less you're going to eat if you.
But I think if you honestly tracked and how much, that's I think what you have to understand, how much are you drinking in a day? Everyone needs, if you want to start the year out, track how much water or liquid you're drinking in a day. That'll determine, are you way behind? Because a lot of times they're going to say 60, 70, 80, 90 ounces is what you need to be drinking a day. Some people will be like, geez, I didn't even touch 30.
Right. Exactly.
So that's what you, if you did that for just the first week, saying on an average day, I drank 80 ounces. Okay.
How many? I don't know that. I don't know. Like that thing you got right there. How many ounces?
16. Probably 16.
That's 16. Mm-hmm. Okay.
A can of pop is 12. So I tell people, go off of that. You know, I'd have to look and see what this is.
Are you from the UP or Minnesota?
Yes, because he called
it
pop.
That's the last time I heard anybody to say soda? Pop. Where pop. I'm from in UP, Michigan, we debate. Minnesota.
Charlie,
do
you call it soda or pop?
So there's always a pop shop. We go to the pop shop. Buy some pop.
He drinks root beer.
Yeah. Root beer. Yeah. That's a good one. No caffeine.
Yeah. This is 8.
Okay.
Okay.
So you'd have to drink 10 of those.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And those, again, do you know how many, and you don't have girls. Maybe, Charlie, you're into the fancy drinking vessels or your wife or, you know, the Stanleys and all of the mugs and, yeah.
So
sometimes I'm convinced mentally if I have
okay,
this.
But let me ask
looking...
if you drink that thing right there.
Yeah.
16 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
If you drink that right now, give it about 20 minutes, and you step on a scale, will you be up 1 pound?
I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't know.
But you know, I want to go back to what Nikki was saying.
Do you weigh yourself after you pee? I always do.
I think athletes get in the habit of that because they want
quick poll. Quick poll.
Dennis, do you?
I've talked.
Dennis says he does. I bet a lot of people do.
I'm bringing in the scale.
Folks, okay, I don't know if this is a topic for whatever radio. I'm just
probably not.
Once
but you're going to go
there. Do you step on the scale every time after you pee? Yes or no?
But,
I always do.
No, but, not every time.
Really? I do.
You should only weigh yourself in the morning. You're the lightest.
I know that, but sometimes I like to think, okay, maybe I'm not really putting on weight. It's just because I drank too
mental
many Gatorades.
John.
It is always between the ears with you, Johnny.
But I know that.
Nikki, let's go back to
I feel so much better if I see it down a little bit.
Let's have a good point made now.
Nikki, let's go back, though, real quick. How you drink the Stanleys, if it's drinking through a straw, are you drinking by gulp?
Yes.
Like what? That big time changes. I'm
going to
laugh.
What is that? What do you mean?
Some people will say, so I'm going to pick on my wife here right now. We were driving back yesterday. She took a bottle of water and poured it into the Stanley or whatever and then drank it by straw.
The straw.
Yeah.
She'll drink more through a straw than she would by sipping it through a bottle.
What's a Stanley?
Those big balls.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know what a Stanley is. Nobody
My
knows.
Goodness.
Nobody Welcome. Knows what a Stanley is. Dennis, you know what a Stanley is? I didn't think so.
Listeners, stick this. Around. You're more informed.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. It was an itsy-bitsy, yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. Mayor had to step out. I will be here until 7:30 when Nikki will capably...
You mean 8:30?
I mean 8:30 when yep. Nikki will capably take my place. I have to go over to Channel 5, co-host with Mylène,
Local 5 Live. You're starting to dress like an adult.
I know. I'm like a...
You see his jacket hanging up out there?
I wore grown-up
I thought it
clothes.
Was Charlie. I swear to goodness, I thought it was Charlie's. I thought Charlie brought it in.
No, I think Charlie has better taste.
It's my grown-up clothes.
I did see it,
just
and I'm like
the day that our dear Amanda brought her son Jack in, and he was finally
all dressed.
Dressed.
Up. Yep, for work. Yep, mm-hmm.
For work. His first day of work, and he wore.
Just think, be honest with me on something. Be honest.
As a, more
as
than
a,
happy.
As a woman.
Mm.
Oh God.
You think I look better, like hotter, dressed up, and kind of my hair fixing, or when I come in jeans and a hoodie and a visor?
Is there...
And I haven't changed shape for a while.
Oh, gee, look at the time.
Oh, son of a...
I gotta change out the laundry.
Yeah,
you gotta do that book report.
Gotta feed the
hogs. Wash
baby's
the car.
Crying. I gotta go change the diaper.
Got a thing here from Gizmo. I only step on a scale once a year, and that's when I go to the doctor.
You know, I used to step on the scale backwards, so I didn't see the number.
Really?
And does...
I don't need to know that number.
Oh, so you didn't care about the number.
I mean, I cared.
Well, you don't know.
I cared that I didn't need to know.
When you go to the doctors now, it's all metric. So you don't know what it is.
No, it's not.
The doctor I go to, it's all metric.
No, just...
Mine too.
Well,
thank you.
It is just in kilograms or whatever.
Yeah.
They do it. And so I'll be like, well, what does that equal?
Oh,
right? Exactly.
It's always less than two, because, right?
No, it'll be
the
like...
The metric conversion
is... 514.
Mm-hmm. For you.
Something like that. And then they break it down and then they tell you once you're in the room.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but that my doctor's been that way too the last couple of times. I'm like, can you tell me
weird?
What that is?
I would still like to know exact what I'd like to do is step on that scale, okay, with my jeans on or whatever, and then get and step on it again.
And then get what?
I want to know how much clothes weigh when you step on a scale.
I would
say 2 pounds.
I think come wintertime. I think it's a little heavier.
Well,
I think
you don't go with your belt. You don't go with
take,
that belt
I take
on.
My wallet out. I take my keys out. Take my shoes off.
This is fun.
What?
John.
What?
What did I give you for Christmas yesterday?
This?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are we going to call that? The Green Bay belt.
Yeah.
It stays in Green Bay.
I don't wear a belt a lot, and I've lost some weight, and I have to, like, grab my belt loops once in a while. I'm a little saggy around here. And so she bought me a belt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nikki.
Yep. It was more for my own. It's like self-preservation.
By the way, the world heaves a collective sigh of relief that you got.
As he's, and it makes for great radio. Yeah. Like,
the Green Bay belt.
Yep.
Fine. That was almost
because was his excuse for how many since Thanksgiving. I left my belt in Manitowoc, or I left my belt at deer camp. I was ready to bring in a bungee cord, for crying out loud. And then, God bless, I was at TJ Maxx.
But it was a perfect storm of me losing massive amounts of weight.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And losing my belt at the same time.
You should. You know what? You should feel good when you can then take it one more notch.
One more notch. Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Size down.
Couple of texts coming in. Local 5 Live says, looking forward to having Mino on our show today.
So thank you. Nice.
The girls know that I work with him?
I don't know.
I think they should.
And then Vicky says, thank you, Nikki, for the belt.
Yes, you're welcome. Again, collective sigh.
All right.
Maybe
fine.
Vicky has seen you strolling.
Possibly.
Walking.
Possibly.
What I find interesting, though, John, is I've lost weight, too, so my pants are always kind of falling down.
Yeah.
And nobody's bought me a belt.
Nope.
What does that mean?
Nor do you.
Dennis is taking his off. Dennis is taking his off to give you right now. Dennis just handed you his belt.
But Todd doesn't walk around like with one thumb hitched through the loops because it's halfway down his.
What are you supposed to do though?
You just let it all hang out.
I mean, yeah, but then they just...
The ladies love it.
No. The day I dropped, when he was ill, and I dropped off goodies for you to nurse you back to life.
Yeah.
His pants would have been around his... But below his rump. And if he hadn't... I was so grateful it was a day he was actually wearing underwear. Because as you disclosed to our... Fine,
and I've had so many people say, I do the same thing. I throw in a pair of sweats on a Sunday morning, run to the store, and grab a little something, and yeah.
There are some Sundays John, though, doesn't run anywhere because it's steps of, what was it, 136?
Correct. 163.
Well, you don't forget, do you, Mark?
No, because, John, that day, I think I pulled over because you guys were sharing where you could. I don't track it, and I pulled over to look and say, what did I do on a day?
Yeah.
And that day I was like 600 because I didn't do anything on that Sunday either. But yeah, you were.
I was 139. It was a Sunday with good games on.
Well, then I encouraged you to just divide by 3 so that you could say you had 80 yards on the day.
Yeah, that would sound better if it was in yards. Yeah, you're right.
He didn't rush anywhere. But
yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Fine.
Cumulative
total. It's a whole new me now, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. 2025, Johnny, is going to be out
the
of
year
control.
Of Mino. It is.
I thought it was the year of, like, the dragon,
no.
The tiger. It's the year of the Mino.
Exactly.
Yikes.
Yeah. All right.
Look out.
Well, Mark,
up.
Are we going to see you before the start of the year?
No, we'll see him next Friday.
No, all next right. Friday. I think next Friday I'm here, and then I have a guest coming on the second week because I have a commitment. So, I'll see you after the new year.
Well, then have a fantastic New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and thing. And
we're going to Lodge Kohler.
Oh, we were there last week.
We're going to Lodge Kohler. We're hoping that they can.
Are you eating there?
We are eating there.
We had the pizzas, and the one mushroom pizza is phenomenal.
There you go.
And they've got an unbelievable. Are you staying at Travertine or Lodge Kohler? Right.
Yep.
They got a phenomenal brunch in the morning.
Yep. We'll probably be doing it all.
Egg and ham and cheese sandwiches are amazing.
You
great
won't have
place.
To step on the scale.
Yep.
We won't
make the scale
you.
That day.
Nope.
Great place, and they got a numerous variety of. Flavored tequila in the bar. I'm just throwing that
out. Charlie?
Hydration.
Just can't worry about that.
Have a great New Year's, Mark. Thanks for everything you've done in 2024.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year. Mark Houston, and thanks your mom and everybody for all the great things they brought in. Bell and Sports Medicine, back with Dennis from the Glam Band. We're talking with John Miller from NBC 26 right after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Weavens makes his return. We'll talk about the biggest issues in politics that will affect you headed into the new year. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Top Canadian cabinet officials are in South Florida to meet with officials from the Trump transition. Canada's one country the president-elect has targeted in social media posts less than a month before he takes office.
In a flurry of social media posts on Christmas Day, Trump suggesting that the U.S. could take control of Canada, parts of Panama and Greenland, leading to swift pushback from key allies. The president of Panama, Jose Raul Mulino, calling President-elect Donald Trump's claims that Chinese soldiers are running the Panama Canal nonsense.
It's ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The head of Russia's Civil Aviation Authority says there was a Ukrainian drone attack ongoing as an Azerbaijani airliner tried to land Christmas Day. That plane crashed in Kazakhstan, and aviation experts say it was hit by Russian anti-aircraft fire. It's one of the busiest travel periods of the year in the U.S., and for the second time in about a month, a stowaway found aboard a Delta flight, the unticketed passenger arrested in Seattle. This is ABC News.